AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Violence continues to escalate in Israel. An Arab stabbed a 70-year-old Jew as she attempted to board a bus near the central bus station in Jerusalem today. The attacker was shot and killed by forces in the area. Earlier, police shot and killed an Arab man who pulled a knife and attempted to stab officers. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to the Middle East soon in a bid to calm soaring Israeli-Palestinian tensions amid a wave of deadly violence.
He does remain deeply concerned by the continued escalated violence. And it's something he's been focused on, obviously, for a while now, and intends to travel to the region to continue those kinds of discussions.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says Kerry is not blaming either the Israelis or Palestinians for the spike in violence. In the meantime, the Israeli military is deploying hundreds of troops to help quell the violence. The U.S. is sending troops to Africa to help stop extremist groups from spreading.
About 90 American service members have started heading for Cameroon. About 300 may ultimately go.
It will be part of a broader regional effort to stop the spread of Boko Haram and other violent extremist organizations.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the troops will conduct airborne intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance operations and will not engage in combat.
They are armed, but they are armed for the purposes of force protection and providing for their own security.
Boko Haram has pledged allegiance to Islamic State militants. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Stocks have finished the day lower, led by declines among retailers after a disappointing forecast by Walmart. The Dow gave up 157 points, the S&P lost 9, and the NASDAQ declined 13. This is AP Radio News. Friends and former colleagues are showing their support for former NBA and reality TV star Lamar Odom, who remains on life support after being found unresponsive at a Nevada brothel. Khloe Kardashian, his former wife of 4 years, has been at his bedside, so has Jesse Jackson.
We get knocked down sometime, we get back up again. The ground is no place for a champion, and champions rise, and we hope that he will somehow garner that championship spirit and rise again.
The owner of the Love Ranch says Odom arrived alone, drank some alcohol from the bar, and took herbal sexual enhancement capsules. A medically retired Army captain from Maryland is going to receive the nation's highest military honor next month for disrupting suicide bombers in Afghanistan, who still killed 4 Americans and wounded others, including Captain Florent Grossberg. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.